Beautiful, beautiful Wednesday evening here, right here. This is Kipley Flow, and I welcome all of you to our Wednesday midweek service. It's a pleasure always to see you. It's a pleasure when you come, when I come your way like this, bringing the church to your house. It's a pleasure. And I'm excited when I get the opportunity to preach to young people like you. I'm very, very excited, and I'm honored that every Wednesday, you also tune in and you listen. Before we start our service, I want you to like this service. I want you to share the link to your friend. All right, share the link. I'm on a campaign of making you share the link. We want to reach many people as possible. We want to reach many, many young people as possible. All right? And then also, subscribe. Encourage your friends to subscribe. Okay? And then also, comment. I don't see your comment. As I'm here, I don't see your comment at all. Some of you, you watch, I don't see that you have commented. All right? Your comment also encouraged me, as I know that you are with me. All right? So I want you to comment about whatever is happening. And then make your comment. Somebody will read it and be blessed. Who knows? All right? And then also put this link on your WhatsApp status. Every Wednesday at 7:30, Reverend EK is coming to your home with the word of God. My name is Reverend Dr. EK, and this is what I do. I preach to young people. I am a children's pastor. I don't preach to adults. I don't preach to adults at all. I preach to young people. In the video you see me inside, I'm preaching to young people. Hallelujah. And I like this work that I do. Amen. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we thank you so much this evening for another opportunity to share the word of God with these precious children that you have given us. I thank you so much for bringing them, and I thank you also for keeping them alive to see a day like this. Holy Spirit, may you give me wisdom and understanding as I preach, and I pray that this word that I'm about to preach to the children will help them and will germinate, and it will yield good fruit into their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you so much. Let's kickstart. For some weeks now, we've been talking about the I am, the I am. When we talk about the I am, they are statements that Jesus made. Jesus himself made this statement himself, all right? And he said it. And as he said it, nobody in history has said that. He said, I am. One of the questions, like I told you in previous episode, was that people always want to know who somebody is. So they ask, who are you? Who are you? And if nobody is asking them, who are you? They themselves will ask people, who do you know me? So it's like, no, you don't know yourself, but you are asking people whether, do you know who I am? Do you understand? So when somebody is asking, do you know who I am? And who are you? Those questions are the same. They are the same. And then the answer will be the same. Who are you? Do you understand? The first one is, who are you? And do you know who I am? Okay. The one asking will say, who are you? If nobody is asking, you have to ask the people, do you know who I am? But when Jesus showed up on the scene, he didn't allow anybody to ask him, who are you? Because sometimes the question, who are you, can be insulting. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Sometimes when people are fighting, those are the questions. Who do you think you are? Then this one asks, do you know me? Do you know who am I? Do you know who you are talking to? These are some of the things that come up every time people want people to know them and all that. So when Jesus also came, he said, no, the world must know me. They must know me. So he said, I am the door. Do you understand? He mentions seven things that he is. He said, I am the bread of life. No two ways about it. There are other breads. But he said, I am the bread of life. The bread that gives life, I am that bread. And he walked away. Then he said, I am the light of the world. The light of the world. If there is any light in this world, I am that light. Very frantic. Very, very, no discussion. He said, I am the light of the world. Nobody in history has said he is the light of the world. If you like, come and say you are the light of the world. Come and say it and let's hear you. Then he also said that, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd. There are shepherds around.
our church like this. We hear the word shepherd, shepherd, shepherd this, shepherd that, shepherd this, shepherd that. But he said, I am the good shepherd, the good shepherd, the good shepherd. Then last week, we looked at one that said that I am the door, the door. There are other doors, but Jesus is saying that I am the door. For somebody to come and say that he's a door, he mean business. I am the door. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'll take you on another one. I think there are seven of them, and this is the fifth one. This is number five. So we are left with two more to do. He said, I am the vine, the true vine. I am the true vine. When Jesus came, he didn't wait for anybody to ask him, who are you? He says that, I am the true vine. There's a vine. There's a vine. But he said, the true one, I am that one. John chapter 15 and verse 1. I'll take you on a journey. We are cruising. I'm cruising with you for the next 25 minutes. I'll be closing very soon. I'm cruising with you. Share the link. I want to hear from you. I'm not seeing where you are watching from. So tell me where you are watching from. Tell me your name and where you are watching from. I want to interact with you. Now in John chapter 15 verse 1, that's the opening scripture. It said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." I am the true vine. The true vine. The true vine. Let's look at the same 15 verse 5. Jesus said, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Hey, this is a very nice one. This is a very nice one. That is why you need this vine. You need Jesus as a vine. He said, for without me, you cannot do anything. You cannot do anything. Imagine your mother has locked the door and has left with the key. And you have come. You cannot do anything. You have to wait for your mother to come. He said, without me, you cannot do anything. Now, the first question we always ask ourselves when we start is, why did Jesus say this? Why did Jesus say that I am the true vine? Jesus made this statement to address our need for spiritual growth and fruitfulness. Spiritual growth and fruitfulness. Look, everybody wants to become fruitful. Children want to become fruitful. Adults want to become fruitful. Spiritual growth. Listen, we are spirit beings. We are not just physical. We are spirit beings. And so there is something in Acts that wants us to be, makes us spiritual. That is why people visit juju men, malam. They want to have some kind of spiritual power. But that spiritual power you need is Christ. Do you understand? Uh-huh. Your fruitfulness, your growth, you can only grow when you attach yourself to Jesus Christ. Because he said that, for without me, look at the verse 5. He said, I am the vine and you are the branches. You listening to me. You in J Church, you are the branches. You in K Church, you are the branches. Jesus is the vine. He's the tree. The branches, you are part of the branches. So you must be connected to Jesus very well. He said, I am the vine and you are the branches. And he said that he that abideth in me. Listen, let's learn to abide in Jesus Christ. Abide. Abide. Stay with Jesus Christ. One of the advice I will give you is that stay with Jesus Christ till you die. Yes. Stay with Jesus Christ till you die. The day you die, when we are reading your tribute, one of the sentences we should read is that he died a Christian. He died a Christian. He said, stay with Jesus Christ. Jesus will do you good. You see, the devil, look, the kindness of the devil is cruelty. The kindness of the devil is cruelty. Stay with Jesus Christ. Jesus will do you good. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, the few years I've lived on this earth, the few years I've walked with Jesus Christ, I've noticed that Satan is a wicked being. Satan doesn't like children. He entered Herod when Jesus was born. He entered Pharaoh when Moses was about to be born. Yeah. You would think that people like children. People don't like children. Satan doesn't like children. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And children are part. Stay with Jesus Christ. He said that he that abided, abide in Jesus. Stay in Jesus. Stay in Christ. Stay in God. Don't go anywhere. Young people, don't go anywhere. Don't let Satan deceive you. Don't go anywhere. Stay here. Stay with Jesus Christ. Stay in church. Serve God. Serve God all the days of your life. I'm telling you. I am hammering this thing so that you will grow up knowing and understanding that your safety is in Christ. I'm telling you. And he said that the same bringeth forth much fruit. May you bring forth fruit. May you bring forth much fruit. Good fruit. Stay in Christ. And bring forth much fruit. Be connected to this vine. Be connected to this vine. Stay in Christ. Stay in God. Be connected to this vine. Hallelujah. And he said, for with me, you can do nothing. I'm just explaining the scriptures to you, then we'll close. For without me, this vine, this true vine, say, without me, without me, without me. If you take me away, you can't do anything. And truly, truly, when the absence of God in your life is zero, the absence of God in your life, it makes your life zero. I'm telling you, no this and no peace. If there is no God in your life, your life becomes zero. So know this. For without me, minus me, your life, Equia, your life minus Jesus is equal to zero. Anytime you take Jesus out of your life, that's why you shouldn't feel that we are disturbing you because we say come to church and all that. When you take Jesus Christ out of your life becomes zero. May your life never become zero in Jesus' name. Yeah. So number one, you need to stay connected to God to grow well. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. Do you want to grow? Do you want to grow as a Christian? Listen, everywhere people are, people want to upgrade. Oh. Those in class 6 want to go to JHS. Yes. Every group of people, they want to upgrade. Those in SHS want to go to university. Those in university want to do their masters. Every time there's room for improvement, you see your MPs, all of them, when they get president, they will chop. Assemblymen want to become DCs. DCs want to become MC. DC and MC, who is higher? MC, municipal is higher than district. Yes. DC, assemblyman wants to become DC, district chief executive. District chief executive wants to become municipal chief executive. Municipal chief executive wants to become the MP. MP also wants to become president. Minister. Deputy ministers want to become ministers. Every time there's improvement, you also must improve in knowing Christ. As you stay in God, you must improve. You can't just be where you are. You can't just say that, oh, I'm a child. No. Your knowledge of the scriptures must increase. If you know 15 scriptures, next year you should be willing to know 25 scriptures. Your knowledge of Christ, your knowledge of the scriptures must increase. Your knowledge of God must increase. If you want to grow, you must stay, you must be connected to the vine. He said, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. Without me, you can do nothing. We must know God more and more. The more I seek you, the more I love you. The more I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. Next time I'll come with my organist to the studio. So that's as I'm preaching, then he's playing. Hallelujah. Yeah. You must stay connected to know God. You can't stay in your house and know God. You must come to church to know God. When the scriptures are open and the scriptures are explained, it gives you a wider view. Your mind changes. You begin to know God more and more. The more preaching you hear, the more your knowledge of Christ increases. Yeah. Yeah. So you need to stay connected to grow well. There is no branch that is disconnected from the tree. You see, when you if you are a branch, and you disconnect from the tree, you become a firewood. You wither. You become dry. If you are a charcoal and you are part of the fire and you isolate yourself, you die off. Connect yourself properly to the tree so that you will grow well. You will get nourishment. When photosynthesis happens and they are sharing the food, you can also get your portion of the food. Don't isolate yourself. Don't stop church. Don't leave church. Don't let people tell you that, oh, church is a scam. Church, pastors want your money. Pastors want money. As I'm sitting and I'm preaching to you, do you know the number of things that must be done for you to see me? Whose money are we going to use? Since I started preaching and I started doing Keeply Flow, have I said pay offering? I have not said pay offering. I've not collected offering from anybody. Do you understand? But I'll be collecting the offering from you. Don't worry. I'll be collecting the offering from you very soon. I'll give you a number that you give the offering to. Don't worry. We are here. Support. You have to support. Okay? But what I'm trying to say is that don't leave church because of statements people have said. Don't leave church because you came and somebody eyed you. Somebody, he said, oh, even the pastor's son is a bad boy and he goes to church because of that. You have given up on church. The pastor's son is not the church. The pastor's son is not Jesus Christ. And I'm even surprised that he's pastor's child and he's doing this. He's a bad boy. Who told you pastor's child? One time I told the people that there is no such title as pastor's son or reverend's daughter or bishop's son. There's nothing like that. There's a reverend, there's a pastor, there's a whatever, bishop and all. But there is no title like bishop's son. I'm surprised that you are, every day you are surprised about something. And because of that, you don't want to go to church. Stay connected and prosper. Stay connected and do well. Stay connected and grow well. You can only grow well when you stay connected. So I am appealing to your conscience that stay connected to this vine, the true vine. They are false vines. But Jesus said, I am the true vine. Hallelujah. The next one. Good characters are developed naturally when you stay connected to Christ. Oh, it's difficult to live a good life. It's difficult to live a truthful life. But you see, you don't know what happens when you have the word of God in your life. Bad traits begin to fall off. Bad things will fall off. I'm telling you, since you are struggling with stealing, masturbation, fornication, watching bad movies, super bad, disobedience to parents, all those bad things, they'll fall off naturally because you are connected to Christ. And Christ is the true vine. May you be connected to Christ. And all these bad traits, negative traits, they will all fall off your life. Hebrews 4:12. Go open your scriptures and let's go to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Where's my Bible? Hebrews 4, verse 12. I want us to read something there. You'll be shocked at that scripture. Hebrews 4, verse 12. It says, Hebrews 4 verse. He said, "For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword." The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. This is what the word of God does. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. That sword will cut out undesirable traits out of your life. Anything you are struggling with, I declare that may the word of God cut it off your life. Anything you want to stop, the stealing, you cannot stop yourself from stealing. Anytime you see something, you have to steal it. Something that doesn't belong to you, you steal it. You go to school, you meet some, you think you see somebody something, you take it. You can't stop yourself from stealing. You just steal things by heart. And all that. I pray for you that may that spirit leave you right now. I curse that spirit. I curse that spirit of disobedience. I curse that stealing spirit. I curse the spirit of pornography. I curse the spirit of masturbation. I curse every evil spirit that is plaguing your life. In Jesus' name, you are free. You are free. Stay connected to the vine. The vine. The vine. The true vine. Jesus described himself as the true vine. The true vine. The true. Hey, I am feeding you. I'm teaching you wisdom nuggets to grow well as Christians. So that you see, you don't grow up and then some pastor will say he should go and bath you at the shore. Come and see him. He'll give you concoction to drink. And I want you to know God yourself. Grow up and know the scriptures. Test every spirit. Find out whether it is the spirit of God. And you see, your generation, you are going to rise up. Your generation is an army that is going to rise up and nullify and diffuse the foolishness and then the evil works in this generation. Hallelujah. So good characters. You become good. Kindness. Yeah, the fruit of the spirit. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, kindness. He said, against such there is no law. The fruit of the spirit. You develop good fruit. Good fruit. Let's look at it. Galatians chapter 5. Before you think that is not in the Bible. Galatians chapter 5. Go there. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23. Galatians. This is one of the scriptures I learned long time. Galatians 5, 22 to 20. But the fruit of the spirit is love. Hey, people don't love people. People hate people. The world is full of hatred. Hatred. But when you stay connected to the vine, you experience love. But the fruit of the spirit is love. Joy. Joy. People are always sad. People are always depressed. Sad. Sadness. The world is full of sadness. Peace. May you have the peace of God. Receive love. Receive joy. Receive peace. He said, long suffering. People don't have patience at all. They are looking for shortcuts. Last week we spoke about shortcuts. They are looking for shortcuts everywhere to get rich quickly. Small boy, 22, he wants to start driving Range Rover. Shortcuts everywhere. Gentleness. People are not gentle. People are rowdy. People are not gentle at all. May you be gentle in Jesus. These are fruits that you will bear when you get connected to the true vine. Goodness. Goodness. You'll be a good person. Yeah. Recently, I was describing someone. I said, this girl, she's a good person. She's a good person. May somebody describe you as a good man, as a good girl, as a good boy. Yes. A good person. Faith. You have faith. You believe in Jesus. In America, we say believe. I believe in God. I believe in God. I mean, if I go to America one day and I come by, my preaching will change you. Hey, my accent will be different. You know, you'll be surprised. I believe in God. If I'll drink water, I'll say, water is UK and water is America. Water. You see that if I go to America 2 hours and I come back, my accent will be different. You watch. The day you see me preaching, it's like my accent has changed. It means that, makwaba kra. Hallelujah. Meekness, temperance. He said, against such, there is no law. Against such, there is no law. Yes. When you stay connected to the true vine, these are the fruit that you will bear. Now, when you also disconnect yourself from the true vine, this is that what will happen to you. He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest. And they are adultery, cash, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, quarreling. So quarreling is actually a sign that you are disconnected from God. If you like quarreling, every small thing you want to quarrel, every small thing you want to quarrel. Quarreling, rivalry. Rivalry is like, who does she think he is? Who does she think she is? What she's doing, I can do. You always, there's always a rancor, a competition. You want to fight, you want to become like somebody. Wrath, strife, seduction or sedition, heresies, envy. Look at envy. James chapter 3 verse 6, he said, For where envy and strife, there's confusion and every evil work. Envy and strife, they are all works of the flesh because you have disconnected yourself from the vine. Murders, drunkenness. As you're listening to me, you have drank beer before. The last time you went for your auntie's party at Abelenkpe and nobody was watching, clap. You mix it and you run behind the house and you went to drink. I know you have been watching you. Can I prophesy to you? I know a few things. You are watching me, I know. You have drunk beer before. Your mother has some wine be that she has opened it in the fridge. The last time you went to quaff one. Look at you. Murders, drunkenness, revealings, and such like. These are what will happen to you. Okay, when you disconnect yourself from the true vine, but when you connect yourself to the true vine, you will bear the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Good characters. May you receive a good character. May you have a good character. May you have a good character inside you. Hallelujah. Number three, you become dry and disconnected from God. May you never be dry. It gets to a point in your Christian life, you become dry. Check yourself. You are disconnected from Christ. You become dry. Even as pastors, sometimes we feel it. You are dry. You are preaching. You can say that you are dry. There's no revelation. You don't even understand what you are preaching. What you are preaching, you don't practice it. You are dry. You are dry in your spirit. It tells that you are disconnected. Yeah. You become dry and disconnected from God. Look, above all else, never disconnect yourself from Christ. Above all else, listen to me carefully. If there's somebody you run away from, if there's somebody you want to disconnect yourself from, it shouldn't be Christ. Hallelujah. Above all else, never disconnect yourself from Christ. Hallelujah. Makaturiandi. Lia sotariandaya. And the last one. Just like a farmer, okay, who trims the plant to make it grow better, God will correct you so that you can grow stronger in good habit. Yeah. As you stay connected to the true vine and you are a branch, pruning will happen. God will correct you. You have to correct your behavior before you become a good person so that you can bear more fruit. Mango tree, we have to cut some branches away. That is the correction. As you stay in Christ, you'll be corrected about so many things. I've been corrected over many things. Sometimes in meetings, corrections here and there. You see, and corrections, and they are not pleasant too. Some of the corrections are harsh corrections that sometimes you whether it's correction or they want to kill you. Do you understand? Yeah, your parents, corrections, don't do this. It is there a lot of the don't do this that makes you become a proper person. A lot of don't do this. Hey, shouting, beating, slapping, knocking, silly person. You know silly person. They use the silly person to whip you. It's called silly person. All these things together makes you become a proper person. Yeah. Otherwise, you are a child, nobody corrects you. They can't beat you. If your mother is about to beat you, you make a face. They are afraid of you. Your mother is afraid of you. Your father is afraid of you. Everybody is afraid of you. It's like, as for you, you are just in the house. Everybody have left your matter for you. It's not a good sign. Stay connected. Stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to the vine. I prophesy into your life that as you stay connected to your vine, your life will be blessed. Your life will be proper. You'll be a proper child. You will be a proper Christian. You'll be a good Christian. Recently, I was describing someone. I said, this woman, she's a good Christian. She's a Christian. Yeah, I was actually talking about Auntie Mami. I was talking to somebody. And I said, she's a Christian. Yeah, she's a Christian. I'm telling you, say somebody describe you as a Christian. Above everything, you are a Christian. Stay connected to the Holy Spirit. Stay connected to Jesus. As you're about to sleep, think about this thing. Stay connected to this thing. I prophesy into your life that may you become a Christian. May you be connected to the vine. May you be connected to Jesus. And may your life be a life that will be proud of. I pray for you. May the Holy Spirit guide you. And may the Holy Spirit lead you. As you're about to sleep, I declare into your life that may you become a proper child. May you become a proper child. May you become a child that carries the power of God. Bible says in Psalm 8 verse 2, it says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings you have ordained strength. May God ordain strength because of you. You are blessed. You are favored. May you be anointed. May you carry the presence. May you carry the power of God. And may your life change in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I thank you for the life of these children who have taken time to listen and to watch this video and to take part in this service. Anoint them, favor them, bless them. Give them wisdom. Give them understanding. When they go to school and they are taught, may they understand. I pray for them that as they retire to bed, may your angels visit them. May they get a visitation, an angelic visitation. May they not have nightmares, but may they experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. May their room be saturated with the presence of God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you so much. If you have not given your life to Christ, I would like to pray with you. Close your eyes. Father, if you say this prayer after me, say, Lord Jesus, thank you for having me. I am a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins and write my name in the book of life. I admit I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. I believe in my heart and I confess you with my mouth. Please anoint me and bless me and write my name in the book of life. I am for you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you so much for joining our service this evening. It's been a pleasure coming your way and preaching to you. Next week, God willing, I'll come your way with another edition of Keeply Flow. God bless you. Have a good night. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.